to My Journey of Faith Radio with your host, Vicki Petz Henderson, physician, writer, speaker, encourager, and lover of God's Word. My Journey of Faith is a place to inspire, equip, and encourage women in their personal walks with Christ. Here's your host, Vicki Petz Henderson.
Welcome to My Journey of Faith Radio. I am so excited to introduce my guest today because I have with me two very, very special people, and that is the founders of My Journey of Faith, Sandra and Carissa Hartage. Welcome, Sandra and Carissa.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, My Journey of Faith is undergoing some big changes, and My Journey of Faith Radio is undergoing some big changes, and I'm just really excited about the new website and consolidation and design, but I'd kind of like to go back and start at the beginning. If y'all could talk about your relationship and how My Journey of Faith got started and when.
Well, it actually started with me, Sandra, and it began in late 2007 after I retired from my professional job as an educator and tech person and all of this other jobs that I had. And it's actually started with a prayer and a domain name that the Lord had given me, myjourneyoffaith.com. And so my prayer from the beginning, when God was working with me and dealing with me and leading me in the direction that I should now go with my new career, it was for this particular online ministry. When I retired, I thought, well, you know, I'm retired, so I can just really relax and have a good time. Well, the Lord kept bringing people within my ears that said, a Christian never retires, a Christian never retires, a Christian never retires. And so finally I said, okay, Lord, I got it. I got it. And so it's always been from the beginning that this ministry would serve the Lord and be His ministry and not mine and not ours. It's His ministry. And so with that, He put upon my heart several different ideas to incorporate in my journey of faith, because as I said, I wanted Him to lead. And so that's where he started giving me these ideas about what we could do with My Journey of Faith. And so I just got my pencil and I sat down, and as the thoughts came to my mind, I started writing them down. He said there's to be a radio, there's to be a magazine, there's to be teaching, Bible study via video or webinar, distance learning, so to speak, and there's to be all of these things. And I thought, okay, that sounds really good.
That's a big task. That was a pretty big calling to do all of those things under one umbrella.
Exactly. And so, part of my background that he was teaching me from the beginning that I didn't realize at the time was that he was going to lead me through steps on exactly how to do this. And so I always knew that I was going to be a teacher. I knew that from the time I was in the fourth grade. And so I went to school to be a teacher. And I taught, and I learned how to do curriculum, and I learned how to teach, you know, and all those things. And then he put me in, I've taught every grade but kindergarten, third, and sixth. And I've taught adults, and I've taught all these people. Well, I've also taught Sunday school for several years. And so the teaching part is what I feel like the Lord has gifted me with. But he also led me to do videos when I worked for the Arkansas Educational Television Network and the GED on TV program and distance learning. So those are some skills that I learned on air, writing curriculum and that type for TV and scripts and so forth. And then he led me into doing technology because the adult education program that I was working with was also responsible for the entire state on training. And so they said because I was working at a television station, I knew how to do technology. And I knew how to do distance learning, and I thought, they're crazy, because I don't. You know, that was way back when computers were just being used in the schools and that type of thing. Well, anyway, it ended up, long story short, I went to work for an education cooperative in Arkadelphia, Dawson Education Cooperative, and I was the technology coordinator. I was the distance learning coordinator, and I was the media coordinator for 27 school districts, teaching teachers and administrators how to use those various things in the classroom. And so in that, I learned how to do web design. I learned how to do HTML. I learned to do all those things that God later led me into when I retired. So it's real strange how he works. He puts you in place. I mean, I had no idea when I first started out that this was going to be my ministry, but he led me into it. And he provided training for me, just like Joseph did, you know, back in Egypt. He put him in places where he was learning to speak the language. He was learning the household, the Egyptian culture, you know, and all those things that led him to his job. And so I think I have always felt that the Lord led me exactly in the same way. He taught me what he wanted me to do.
Well, I think he does that with all of us. I love how you think that your ministry is one thing and you think that your life work is one thing. And it's really just preparation for something
exactly.
in the future. And that's certainly been true in my life. You know, I spent all those years counseling women and listening to women's hearts. And then, but I always wanted to write. And then when the Lord led me into this, I'm able to draw on knowing all the heartbreaks that women go through and all of the emotions and all of the healthy and unhealthy ways that they deal with, you know, the trials of life, basically. And I just feel like not one second of my time sitting in my office was wasted, because God has used that to enable me to minister in a totally different way. And I know it was his plan all along. And I think that's one of the things that's so beautiful about my journey of faith is the emphasis on sharing your story.
Exactly.
Because God is the one who knows the end of our story, and we can trust him with it. And when I first got sick, you know, I could have just been devastated and said, I've lost everything. But I trusted that God had a plan, and I am amazed at how he has unfolded.
Yes,
overwhelmed.
I want to interject real quick, too. What I think is so neat about this and about what Sandra just shared is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the idea of online ministry is relatively new. And this was a little bit of a novel idea whenever she first started doing it, because it started with a website and some blogs.
And what year was that? Tell us what year that was.
2007.
Yes,
right?
It was 2007.
Yeah, because I don't think I had ever read a blog in my entire life in 2007.
Yes. Exactly. So there she is, retired, precious gray hair, rocking out with this new novel ministry idea that really, now it's a lot more common, but it really was not at all. At that time, it was pretty innovative.
And the other thing I think is beautiful about it is the relationship between the two of you, because you are mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, right?
That's correct.
So when did Carissa come on board?
Well, she has always listened to me. You know,
I was the hero of ideas.
Yes, I shared a lot of stuff with her. So, let me just kind of backtrack just a minute. So when I first started into the list, which was several years later, the radio was one of the first things that came up with as far as someone to actually do it. And I had gone to a women's ministry conference, and one of the ladies there, I mean, I did a presentation and I shared some of the ideas, and I just pleaded for them. You know, anybody that's interested, please, you know, if you would like to do the radio, you'd like to do the magazine or whatever, please come to me and let's talk. Well, nobody did. And then a year later, I went back to the same conference, and this precious woman named Jennifer Booth came up to me, and she said, I believe the Lord's telling me I need to do this. And I said, praise the Lord for that, you know. And so we got started in that. And we have been Christian Women Affiliate has been one of the platforms that we have been a part of for a long time. And they had a radio program that people could sign up for. And that was where we started with, with them, and still are until we're getting ready to launch a new phase here in a little bit. By the time this is broadcast, we will have launched the new look and so forth. The next one was I think that Cynthia came on before you actually got involved, wasn't it? No. Okay. Then the magazine, I kept talking to Chris about it. I said, who am I going to get to do the magazine? Who? And she said, well, I can't do it. And then about, what, a month or so later?
It feels like 2 days.
It might have been 2 days. She called me and she said, I think the Lord's telling me I need to do this. So why don't you pick up from
Well, it's really neat to watch how it's kind of unfolded, because Sandra comes with these ideas and then she just lets them stew and fester. And she just like drops it on it, like, okay, I want to do a magazine, boom. And then just kind of leaves it open and lets the Lord do his work. And I personally, my background, I appreciate when you say what you just said about your own experience as a physician, because my background is as a family therapist, a counselor. And so I've always been one who values stories, probably in a way that a lot of people don't, because I know the capacity for healing in stories, especially when Jesus is involved with them. And so what really prompted me, I've always loved writing, I've always loved reading, I've always loved these things, but I've never been confident in my own ability to do any of it. And so that, I loved the concept that she had. I loved her concept of bringing women and building this platform that is specifically for women to use to build their stories and contribute their stories and share their stories, because that's what it's all about. That's what the entire ministry is founded on, because she wants women to use their gifts and to use their lives. And a lot of us feel like we want to do that, but we don't know how. We don't know, you know, we think, oh, we have to serve in church, and that's the only way that we can serve the Lord in a ministry, where there is so many other ways that you can use what God has given you to his glory and to have purpose. Absolutely. And that's what we wanted to do. And so I loved how she wanted to incorporate stories, women's stories and journeys into this, because I know that there is so much healing and unifying, and it's just the sky's the limit with what God can do with that. So that's when I just prayed about it. And I was like, God, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of this. I think that this is important. And I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know a thing about technology at all. Not at all.
I didn't either when I started all this.
Nothing. I mean, I was
I didn't have that background.
Yeah. And so I was like a Bambi learning to walk with Sandra. I said, okay, you've got to sit me down. Show me the computer. I need to see every bit of this, because I don't know what you're talking about. Code, I don't even know what that means.
No, so, I still don't.
But the good thing is you don't have to.
No, you don't.
That's right. I learned that it really isn't as scary as it sounds.
Yeah,
and so through that, I was able to, I just said yes. I said, I'll do it. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how God is going to bring this about, but I'll do the magazine. I would love to. And our first issue of My Journey of Faith magazine launched on Mother's Day, for Mother's Day. And so our first issue is about moms. And I had three writers, me, Sandra, Jill McSheehy, I believe maybe shared on that first one, and a dear friend of mine from my church that I kind of roped into it as well. And for a while, there would just be three or four of us that would write every issue. Occasionally, God would bring one new one in. And I think now I believe that we've had at least 56 different women
Oh, wow.
share their personal testimonies. And the max, like I want to say the highest reader that we had was 5,000 who read.
And it's really growing right now, I feel like. It's really growing. And I expect it to grow a lot more once all of this transition is complete. And, you know, I love how you talked about anybody can do that ministry now, and it doesn't have to be ministry in the church. And all of us feel called to write and speak to some extent. But, you know, I think a gift that a lot of Christians don't use it's just the gift of listening to someone else's story.
Yes, that's so true.
You know, I got back from a recent trip to the Middle East and just listening to some of the Syrian refugees and the horrors that they've been through, and they just want to talk about it. And in our culture, we're all so busy, 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 and we're so isolated from our neighbors and society that sometimes we just don't take the time to sit down and listen to someone else's story. And so there is great therapy in telling your story. And what a ministry to have someone just sit down and listen to you.
I
think that's a beautiful way for any of our listeners to go, you know what, the Lord is calling me to serve in that way, to just pay attention and listen and be sensitive to the needs of others.
That's the root of encouragement, I believe.
It is. And, it really is.
And that's why our ministry is based on Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily as long as it's called today. We are called to do that. And as women, because we are emotional creatures and we love to share our stories, and some of us do, and we're trying to encourage others to do the same, that is how we share Jesus. And that's how the stories come about, Jesus stories.
That's awesome. And, you know, the Bible, that's what the Bible is. The Bible's full of stories, the Old Testament, the New Testament. That's what Jesus did, is told stories. And so I think this is just a real biblical approach. And I'm looking forward to some of these changes, and I'll just speak just for a moment about the radio. What we've been doing, the format we've been using, has been internet radio, which means that the broadcast airs at a specific time and for a specific length on a particular day. It's then archived, so it can be listened to at any time, but the new format is going to be more of a podcast, and the flexibility that's going to give us is that it will be available on iTunes, and I think that's going to be real helpful for our listeners. To be able to access that on iTunes. And the other thing that you're doing is bringing everything to one place.
So
talk about that just a bit, about how the website is structured. And what do you want our listeners to do? Do we need to go to Facebook and like the page? Do we need to go on the web and sign up for devotionals? Just all of the things that we want our listeners to do. If you'll just kind of... People don't know what you want them to do sometimes.
We have a Facebook page we call My Journey of Faith, and we had a My Journey of Faith online magazine page, and we had a My Journey of Faith radio. And so we have brought all of those in together. In fact, that just happened yesterday. And so they will be able to go to one place, and they'll get information about the radio show. They'll get information about the magazine post, links to that. They'll get information. The devotions will also be posted there, which like they are now. And our retreat will be, and any events that we have will be posted there.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't mentioned the retreat. But the retreat is one of the later things that we have done. It was on the list, but we actually, Carissa is responsible for that.
Yes, and I interviewed her about that. So there's actually a link on the page to that.
Can I tell you my side of the story?
I told her.
Well, we had talked about it a long time, and I've done conferences in my professional life and also for Red River Association, which is a group of churches that, you know, in our group, in our Baptist Association. And so I've done retreats for them. And to be honest, I was really, really tired when I just come off of one. And Carissa said, I think we need to do one of our own. And I said, okay, that's a good idea. I said, but not
that's
right
Sandra's
now.
That's Sandra's sweet way of blowing me off in her little sweet way.
And so I said, well, let's just kind of wait and see, you know. And so she comes back, what, about 6 months later, and she says, I really think we need to do this. And I'm saying, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better, but I'm not quite there yet. And then she finally comes back, and she said, the Lord said it's time to do this. Now let's do it.
I said, I promise I will not make you do it all. I promise you won't. I won't let you.
Well, it was a big project, and it was a huge success, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next year. And just go ahead and give our listeners the date so they can set that on their calendar.
So the date that we have set is April 21st and 22nd of 2017, and it's going to be held at Spring Lake Retreat Center, which is where we had it last time. Mm-hmm. And I really please watch out for more information about this. This is a tremendous opportunity to serve. If God has called you to, if you're gifted in prayer, if you're gifted in sharing your story, if you're gifted in small group leadership, if you're gifted in decorating, if you're gifted in serving food, whatever, this is one of those. What I love, once again, is that we want to give women, everyday women, a platform to serve and use their gifts. This is something that I feel very passionate about, because I feel like a lot of times people who have this longing to serve women sit back and they think, you have to be, you know, a rock star. You have to be a writer.
You have to have it all together.
Yes.
And that's what we learned at the retreat.
No, because I tell you right now, we do not.
And that was apparent at the retreat. We all just got up there and said, look, this is my story, and it's a wreck. And God is here.
I believe.
It is beautiful. But now I do want to get back to the Facebook page, because I think a lot of people don't understand some things about Facebook.
Yes.
When you go to a Facebook page, you need to like it.
Yes.
You need to hit the little thumbs up button. It's not the same thing as sending a friend request. You like a page. But here's the deal. If you do not interact with that page, then Facebook thinks you're not interested in it, and they won't show it in your newsfeed. So a lot of times people will like a page and never see it again, and they don't know what happened. And so what we need our readers and listeners to do is to get on there and interact. Get involved in a discussion by commenting. Share it on your own wall if it speaks to you. Hit that little thumbs up button just every once in a while. And then Facebook knows that you want to be involved with that page, and then you can stay caught up on the retreat and the devotionals and the magazine and the radio and all that. And so I think that is so important, because people just really don't realize that Facebook tries to customize your experience for you.
Yes.
And so you need to let them know you're interested.
We're really excited, because in this combining of everything into one main site, they're going to get access to so many different avenues of the ministry that they can kind of figure out what our goal, our hope is that they'll look at this and they'll start reading the devotionals, or there's a couple new things I want to mention before we get done that we're starting as well, but they'll be reading devotionals, looking at the magazine, listening to the radio broadcast, and they'll think, I can do that. Maybe I should do that. And then we want them to reach out to us and contact us and say, I am interested, because that's what our heart of hearts is, that we want you guys to be a part of My Journey of
Absolutely.
Faith, not just observers, but actually a part of this ministry. This ministry is more than Sandra Hartage and Carissa Hartage and Vicki Henderson and, you know, April McCullough, who is taking over as magazine editor. It's more than just that. We want it to be your ministry. And so we want you to come in and go through our Facebook page just as an entrance point to be able to say, okay, I really like this part. How do I get on the radio broadcast? How can I share my testimony with Vicki? What do I need to do? That's what we want.
That's awesome. I love that this is an open invitation
Absolutely.
For us to be a community.
Yes.
It's just community. And we need that. And we can do it in person. We can do it online. I think online relationships are real. I mean, I got to know both of you online before I ever met either of you in person, and I felt like I knew you even before I ever saw what your face looked like. And so I know a lot of people.
That's the case for the majority of the people that we've gotten.
Yes, and a lot of people criticize online relationships, but if you're real, they're real.
That's exactly right.
So, well, tell us about the new things. You said two new things you want to mention.
Well, our website is the place that you will go to actually sign up for different things. The devotion has a sign-up place on the devotion page. The radio has a sign-up list on that. And
so when you say sign-up, what does that mean? They would get the devotions in their inbox?
You want to get an email. You wanted to get an email, or you want to get something from us to let us know that there is a subscription that when the next thing comes out, you get it.
So
you know, like,
and I didn't know this. So
if you posted a brand new radio podcast, then they would get a notice that says it's there. So
and they would be able to click the link from the email?
They would be able to click the link and go.
Wow. Now you've got me excited.
So we need to get people signed up for the different ministries. Now, we didn't want to overwhelm everybody and give them everything at one time, so that's why we divided it up into the magazine and, you know, there's a subscription place for that so that it will notify. It comes out once a month, and your radio show once a week, and the devotions are daily except for Sunday. So we're still going to be doing some of those things.
And we're going to be very intentional. Our new goal is to be very intentional because we are bringing everything together. We're going to be very intentional about sharing the news, the new events and new news and new things, so that whenever we do have a new magazine post or we do have a new radio, the radio broadcast is going to become a priority for us too, because it's so valuable and we feel like it's something that we need to really market well, so that these listeners can hear these precious and amazing and beautiful stories that you're sharing. So we're going to be very diligent through email and Facebook, and we're opening up an Instagram page to be able to be a part of their daily lives
and Twitter,
while not
Twitter and
yes.
And what about Pinterest? Because we've been posting up to my own personal account. I've been posting some of the quotes from our guest, but we'll need to.
That's our goal.
We'll get people following us on Pinterest as well. That's awesome.
Engage. We really want to engage with social media.
Yes. And speaking of Pinterest, and Vicky, Vicky has, and Carissa too, have submitted devotions. They're one of our devotion writers. So every devotion author will have their very own page. And that's where you can go and click on Pinterest or Facebook to that particular author.
And that's through the website.
That's through the website, myjourneyoffaith.com.
That's awesome. And I will put the links on there for our listeners. But this is just awesome. There's so many exciting things going on. And
I
think it's great.
I do want to add a couple of things, too, that's coming. We're going to start a channel where we're going to be doing visually.
This is our TV channel.
Yes. And we're going to start through YouTube, but who knows where it'll go.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about topics that are relevant to everyday ladies, whether it's loss, depression, anxiety, fear, divorce. I mean, just really things that are happening in Christian women's lives today.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about those things and bring in God's word on how we can survive and how we should live through those. And there'll be some interviews, but there may be just some times where I'm just talking. And so that's going to be coming in the next probably three or four months. And then another thing that we want to start is a speaker platform, so that those people who are gifted in speaking can have a place where they can submit their name, submit with their topics that they really love and are passionate about. And then we can help them go get places to speak, to have speaking opportunities. So
My Journey of Faith would be a resource for event coordinators to come and go, this is a good fit for this event,
absolutely,
and that's a good fit for that event. Yes. I love that.
And we could have a group that
well,
they
good.
Could choose from. And we would help get the word out about them as well. So those are a couple of the new things that are coming.
That is very exciting.
And one of the things that I'm excited about is the magazine page, because our magazine is going to look completely different. It's actually going to look like a magazine.
Like you can turn the pages?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Unless they change the platform, which I hope they haven't. But you'll be able to look at it just like you would a magazine.
But it's online.
That's exciting. Well, good. I'm excited to get everybody on board and just get to know each other and get to know the women that we are serving. And I just want to encourage everyone to share your story, because your story does matter. And I thank y'all so much for being with me today. And I just want to encourage everyone to trust the one who knows the end of your story.
Yes, absolutely.
This has been My Journey of Faith Radio. Thanks for joining us.